Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Hey there, welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week we talk about our health journey on WW. Sometimes it's something we've learned, maybe it's something we've struggled with. The bottom line is there's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, we've bought our fair share of kitchen gadgets over the years. So today we are going to share what gadgets we buy again and which ones will go in the gadget graveyard. Are you ready? Let's talk. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
First off, as we start today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we're all in a very quote unquote relaxed state. We all have little drinkies with us. Candace, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a polar seltzer Seaside Watermelon Punch.
Ooh. Isn't
that fancy?
Is it worth it?
Yes. 0 points of sparkling water goodness. So I am not upset.
That sounds good. Ricky?
I am drinking Low, otherwise known by the French or the Americans as water.
Oh. I was like, what is this? I've never heard of this.
L'EAU. So also known as water.
In a Stanley mug.
And yes, the special thing about my water is that it's in a Stanley mug.
Is it really special for the Stanley mug that water's inside of it?
Yes. Yes, because it's also called Low.
It's called Low. I have tonight a Waterloo blackberry lemonade, which is quite tasty.
Oh, did you know they have that in limoncello? That's not at Target.
Okay. Now, so I'm a little hesitant with lemon flavored drinks like that because I do like limoncello, but when it comes to the sparklings, I always feel like it could on the edge taste like lemon pledge.
Yeah. No, this one, I think the limoncello is actually like, it's a win.
Okay.
We drank it
La Croix a few years ago. I don't know if they still have it. They had a limoncello that
French.
I love.
Again,
maybe that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Maybe it isn't the one that Erin had.
I say it wrong.
Croissant.
And it sounds like you know what you're doing. So,
ladies, I love how we've gotten started today. How have you been? How have your weeks been? How was your week last week?
Well, Erin, it's actually on you to start talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. Great. I'm on a tracking streak. I was down for another week. And so I've been doing good. Although I will tell you that I've been
I haven't been struggling this week because I'm still on my tracking streak, which is good. But one thing that I have identified for myself when I'm in the weight loss mode is that I will usually be on solid for 2 weeks. And then the third week I'll drift a little. And then fourth week, I'm probably going to drift a little more. And then I'm like, oh, I got to get back in. And then I'm back again strong. So I noticed that ebb and flow for myself. This week has been quite an upside down week for me, and I am not prepared food wise as I was the previous 2 weeks. And that has a big impact because when you fail to plan, you plan to fail intentionally or unintentionally. So good thing is I'm going to be able to work from home tomorrow. And so I have things prepped and ready to go into the crock pot for while I'm working. And I have now thought through the rest of my meals so that I've got, you know, some order for myself. So
now we have to know what's being put in the crock pot. You can't do that to us. Like, we just a little teaser.
I found a recipe for a, like a chicken taco soup, which I realize we're in the middle of July, but it's cold in my house. I'm kind of down in the basement. So it's extra little chilly. And so I thought that would be really good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's good.
Yeah, you have a plan. So my week was good. I'm still tracking, still sharing my tracker with my accountability partner. So that's been exciting. I didn't see a change on the scale this week. I stayed the same, but that's okay with me. I feel like I've just been kind of staying the same, and I think that's been attributed to just, you know, eating out more because it's summer and I have more opportunities to get together with friends. But the celebration there is that I'm tracking it and the scale's not going up. and then as of this week, I started my morning workouts again, encouraged by seeing Candace's activity on my Apple Watch in the mornings. And I'm like,
positive peer pressure.
I'm like, I'm getting out of bed and I see Candace has finished a workout. And I'm like, you know what? I'm very proud of her and excited for her. But because it's summer, I can actually get out of bed at the same time I did during the school year. And I have all this time in the morning. I found myself just kind of sitting around because of the extra time I have. And I fit in a workout the past 3 days. So I'm on a little 3-day streak of activity in the morning and it's felt really good.
Look at that.
Come to the dark side. I love her. The light side. I love
her. Thanks for the encouragement. What about you, Candace?
You hit on something I was going to say, which is that I've been really rocking my morning workouts, which has been great because my 3-year-old has been 3-year-olding, and that is, it is, people say terrible twos. No, it's terrific threes. Okay. Like I am, this whole being home and like having to fill his time and his tantrums have been a lot emotionally. Plus I've been dealing with some things, you know, like normal parent stuff, I guess, that I wasn't expecting, that's kind of testing my boundaries and things. So I think physically wise, in terms of like counting points and getting on the bike and exercising, has been good. I've been walking in the evenings with the family, which has been wonderful. So that even though I have the morning exercise, there was a part of me that was saying things like, well, you exercise this morning, you don't need to do anything else for the rest of the day. Then I realized, no, I actually want to get out and walk with my family because it's not exercise. It's just time to unwind and to talk to David and to see Isaiah play around. So it was just a good reframing for me because
it's togetherness
to decompress after being alone with a toddler for the whole day and dealing with toddler things. So I'm proud that I found that outlet because in the past I might have turned to food or to other things to kind of deal with all of the frustrations of the day. Mm-hmm. So an evening walk has been good.
Yay. That's so many awesome. Good wins this yeah. week. Yeah.
I'm proud of all of us.
Yes.
Cheers.
Bravo, ladies.
Yes. Yes. We toast our drinkage to this. I want to celebrate some folks in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. And you know, if you're not a part of the group, you're welcome to join in. Just search Real WW Talk on Facebook and you'll find us. Make sure you answer all the questions so that we know that you're not a spam bot. Cause I'll tell you what, them spam bots are getting super creative and advanced. So just make sure.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you hit yes to all the questions so we know that it's you, that you're a person. Iva is brand new. I'm not sure if it's Iva or Eva, IVA. She is brand new to Real WW Talk, just discovered us. And she posted some pictures of her morning walk and said that she was binging and listening. And then Michelle and Laura all chimed in and said they were brand new too. And God bless them. You guys are starting from the beginning. They're listening to current and they're starting from the beginning. And I'm like, listen,
y'all are in for a roller coaster.
Yes. Okay? Got
cancer thrown in there.
Right. This is definitely a 2-year audio diary journey of starting in the middle of COVID. So it's like time capsules of working things out. So just be prepared.
Yeah. I remember looking at the video that Isaiah was just born. Like he was like not too many months old.
He's such a baby.
Welcome, guys. So glad you're joining us.
And then our conversation that we had about cottage cheese kind of spawned some conversation. And so another Erin in the group, great name. She shared that she's been doing the whipped cottage cheese. So you just pop it in your blender and you blend it up to whip it, right? So you get rid of the curds. She's been adding a half a cup of the whipped cottage cheese to 3 eggs and scrambling it in the morning. And then her other favorite thing that she's been doing with the cottage cheese has been doing a half a cup of the whipped cottage cheese with a tablespoon of ranch powder and 2 tablespoons of salsa and dipping veggies in that.
That sounds incredible.
I know. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
I'll have to try that.
And can I please interject at this point? Did you all see what Weight Watchers posted maybe on their social media today? It was a cookie dough. Like it's not cookie dough, but it's cottage cheese cookie dough, kind of. Yeah. And it takes the low-fat cottage cheese, maple syrup, vanilla extract, some almond flour, and the Lily's dark chocolate chips. And they say you put it in the blender and it actually tastes like cookie dough. And I was like, that actually could be like really, I don't know why I'm trying to show it, but it could be really, really good.
It looks like, I do have a friend who did try it and she said it was really good.
Really?
She didn't try that recipe, but there's the viral one that's going out, which this one's based on. She tried it and she said it's mysteriously good.
I think I'm going to be a fan of this whipped cottage cheese. I think because the texture is the thing that's changed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got some and it's in my fridge and my plan is to mix it with tomato sauce for when I make pasta.
Yes.
So I'm more on the savory side with the cottage cheese, even though I know there's been a lot of, like, I know that you mix it with fruit and I feel like, you know, okay, I get that kind of, but I don't know if I want to do the sweet side of cottage cheese.
I will say the other night I was hungry before I went to bed and I was like, I'm going to be intentional about my snackage. I still had quite a few points left from the day and I did not whip the cottage cheese because it was too late to do that biz. So I used the serving of cottage cheese, a tablespoon of peanut butter, and a little bit of chocolate sauce and mixed it all together. It was actually really tasty. I couldn't believe it because I was concerned it would be salty and not like sweet enough, but it was surprisingly really good. I had full fat cottage cheese, so it ended up being an 8-point snack. But I felt okay. I've spent 8 points on worse things that weren't filled with protein and good fats. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was worth it and it worked for me.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, cottage cheese.
Here we go. Here we go. All right. One last person I want to shout out in the group, and that is Nancy. She is on a 730-day tracking streak.
Wow.
Oh, Nancy.
Yes.
Where are our Bravo gloves?
I know. Nadine, sorry.
Sorry, coach.
Sorry.
Nancy just said that, you know, some days are in the negatives, and not every day is a blue dot day, but tracking keeps her on track and refreshes her mindset every day. That's 2 years. That's 2 years of consistent tracking. So I just wanted to put that out there. One, I think that's just so amazing because I'm on day 17 of consistent
tracking. You have what? A year and a half, 600 more days to go.
Right. I've got just a smidge more to catch up to Nancy. So anyway, that's some good news from the Real WW Talk Facebook group. And we would love for you to join in. So please join and share your highs, share your lows, share all of the things. It's a great, great community. And we just, you know, we love how everybody's interacting with one another. So here's a topic to get started for us. And then we'd love to see this pop up in the group. Because we were talking about some of our kitchen gadgets and things. And really what started it was Ricky talking about her Stanley mug. And of course, I've got a Stanlina. I'm not.
And I was gifted a Stanley.
Right. Exactly. So I always love the two of you have like the matching bougie and I'm over here.
I got a Peloton. I got a Stanlina.
A Stanlina. I represent the poor, unfortunate souls. Hey. I love it. But Ricky, you said you have two Stanley mugs.
I do.
And you've got too many Stanley mugs.
Yeah. I got caught up in the craze, you know, seeing them everywhere. What I realized in the process was I really wanted one color that just wasn't available anywhere. And unless I wanted to pay double for it on Amazon, which is not something I was willing to do. So I, you know, saw a color that I liked and bought it, but it was like my second favorite. So then when I had the opportunity to get another one, I went ahead and got that one because I was like, well, and now I have two colors that I kind of like when I really just probably should have waited for the one I really wanted. Cause now I see it everywhere. It's in Whole Foods, you know, it's like the pretty pale pink one. I think it's the color. It might be the color you have, Candace.
Probably.
But for a while it was like, you could not find it anywhere. So I realized, you know, sometimes there's something I want and, you know, you may think you're placating it by just, you know, getting two of them and do two other colors. But now I kind of feel like I could do without both of them because I can switch it out, which is nice. I can put one in the sink and get my other one out without having to wash one, but really 5 seconds to wash it and then just fill it up again. You know, now I have all this space taken up in my cabinets, which aren't that big. So I feel like I could have done without it.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or go search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. All right. So that just made me think of two things. Well, one, I'd love for us to talk about what were some things like kitchen gadgets or what have you that we bought. We were like, this just wasn't worth it. Mm-hmm. But what are things that we have that were like 100% buy this again, love it. I'll never be without this ever again in my life. But as you were talking about that, Ricky, about like waiting and getting it, and I should have just waited for this thing, made me think about how many times like we've wasted on food stuff where we've gone through the cabinet where like, if what I wanted was a brownie, I should have just eaten the brownie and I wouldn't have eaten everything else in the cabinet trying to satisfy the itch for the brownie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a hard thing because I think that, you know, you go into it thinking that the thing is going to satisfy you and you might as I think it's because I've always sometimes had a problem with portion control. Like the whole just have a little bit has never really worked for me. So when people are like, just have a little bit of the real thing and then you'll satisfy your craving. I'm like, I'm going to have all of the real thing and then my craving will be satisfied. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's tough, but I get the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the first kitchen gadget that's floated to my mind that I really wanted, I will say that I did not get, and I've heard this from everybody. I've heard this from everybody. Do you remember with the Joanna's machine the banana, the Yonana.
Yes.
Yonana. It was the thing where you take the frozen bananas
and it makes ice cream. Yeah.
Everybody was like, everybody bought it. And then no one uses it. And when I go into the thrift store, I see usually two or three at a time in there. Like that one wasn't worth it.
But it's so specific. Can you use other fruits in it? Okay. Okay.
Yep. It makes me wonder about like everybody's got the Ninja Creamy. Like I feel like I see that everywhere I go and I'm like, okay, should I give that 2 years and we'll start seeing it on the shelves?
Yeah. You know what mine was, and I was trying to find it when we were talking, but we got this for our wedding, but it's the thing that, is it the mandolin or whatever, where you're able to cut the, it's a great idea and I should use it. It's just for me having to like get it out and put it up and like clean it. I would just rather go ahead and like cut the potato or to cut the stuff myself.
Can I have yours? I love the man, and I'm so missing mine because mom has it.
Funny because it's like it's just sitting in the back, and David will use it from time to time, but it's just like a process. And I think that's the challenge for me too, is when you have too many things, getting it out to use it. It's like, it's a great idea. I just don't have the patience. Like when it's time for me to get it done, unless it's out on the countertop, I'm not going fishing for it.
Yeah.
I've been like that with my air fryer lately. I love it. And don't get me wrong, that's not something I ever want to part with. But I think because where I used to live, it was stored in a very convenient location. I have to, like, it's wedged in between two shelves right now. And then I have to store things inside of it because of the space. So it is an ordeal. And then when it's on my counter, I don't have a ton of counter space. So I have to wait for it to cool before I can put it away. And then I have to get all the pieces cleaned up before I put it. So I find that I haven't used my air fryer as much. But the other thing I was thinking of when you're talking about your mandolin, Candace, is I got a mini juicer, and it was a fairly affordable juicer. I think it's by Dash, the company that does the mini waffle makers. And I think it's a good quality juicer. I made some juice with it. I think I knew that you need a lot of fruits and vegetables to make juice, but it didn't, until I made my first juice, I didn't realize that, oh, this little bit of celery only gives me, or this, all the celery I chopped makes this little bit of juice. But I was really excited to use it when I first got it, but there's so many pieces to it. Yeah. There's so much involved in cleaning it. And then there's so much waste with the pulp and everything. So I haven't really gotten it out since I got it. And it's something that I probably wouldn't get again, just because it's kind of sitting and tucked away, and it's small, but it's not really getting used.
Juicing is a lifestyle. I remember back when I was raw vegan, and I'd take the pulp, and at that time when I could do almond, mix it with almond pulp from where I was making my own almond milk. Mm-hmm. And then you put on a dehydrator, and then you're making your own crackers out of it. So you're not wasting, but such a process, and you have to be fully invested in it. Mm-hmm. And I was for a while, and then I was like, I'm not anymore.
Did you use a cheesecloth and a blender? Yeah, I have a great, one of the things that I don't ever regret getting is my Vitamix. And I did use cheesecloth for a while, but that, I mean, if you squeeze even the littlest too hard, it's like, I don't know if it was just the cheesecloth that I got, but it definitely exploded on me a few times.
There's actually a thing that you can get called a nut milk bag.
Okay.
And it's a mesh bag. Mm-hmm. So it's much, much sturdier. Okay. And I've used that for many things, not just when I've done, you know, homemade oat milk or, you know, if I used my juicer for juices as opposed to the Vitamix, but I agree with you. The Vitamix, for me, that's one of the best investments I've ever made.
Same. Yeah, it's worth it. I don't regret that at all.
What have you guys made in your Vitamix that maybe is like a little unique or different from what people think of when they think of a blender?
I've made ice cream. You know, that was something I was thinking when Aaron was talking about the banana cream. Yeah, do that in the Vitamix. I've made soups.
Me too.
And I never thought that I would use it for that function, but there's so many recipes you can find online of things mm-hmm. to make with the Vitamix. It's a lot of fun. I really
and it's been a long time since I made the soup, but correct me if I'm wrong, like it will heat, like it'll yes. heat in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, cause I made potato soup when mm-hmm. I first got it. And I mean, it's crazy, I guess, cause of the speed, it just it mm-hmm. will heat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The speed and the time. Yeah. Same. I've done all the same yeah. with it. I love other kitchen tools. I love my food processor. Yeah. And I've had my food processor for almost 20 years.
Wow.
And it's still ticking. It's still good. Although, awesome. So when I moved, a lot of the kitchen gadgets were mine. So I was like, so who should hold, do I hold a housewarming shower or do you hold one? Because
I've taken it with me.
Yes. I'm like, there's a lot of things that are going with the blender went with me, the food processor, like the mixer went with me. I got a KitchenAid mixer, which I love.
Right? Your waffle maker.
My waffle maker.
Aaron took the whole kitchen.
The kitchen is dry. The kitchen is dry. And I was like, well, you always complain. I got too many things in here anyways. Now you can put what you want where you want to put it. But like my parents have been married almost 50 years. And I kind of feel like maybe if you hit like certain milestones in your marriage, you deserve to have like an anniversary shower to replenish the wedding gifts that you got. I don't know, maybe every 25 mm-hmm. years or 20 years or something like that, at least new towels. Why mm-hmm. not?
But you know, when you were talking about it, I was thinking about something I used to use a lot in my kitchen that I don't use anymore, or I actually gave it away, but I was a George Foreman grill. Had it in college. Like I loved my George Foreman grill.
Yes.
And then I don't know why I just stopped using it. I don't know why. Like, I don't know what I replaced it with. It's just, I just stopped.
Do you think it was the air fryer? I know that it doesn't grill always.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Because I feel like the air fryer made
around that time when that, because I have the same exact recollection. I used to use it all the time, like burgers, for mm-hmm. example, like making a turkey burger on that and all the mm-hmm. fat would run down. But yeah. now it's like you can put it, that's something you put in the air fryer.
Yeah. I used to make George Foreman potatoes where I would take like the onions and peppers and cut Ooh. Up potato and put it on the grill. And I don't know why it went out of style. But I think about that a lot because I was comparing my kitchen 10 years ago to my kitchen now. And like, there was no Vitamix at that point, you know, like, yeah. so, and another thing that I have is the emulsifier. Is that right? That you can
use in soup. Immersion blender.
Immersion blender. Thank you. Immersion. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. And I got it on sale at Kohl's and then I just don't use it. Like, and it's a great, it's handheld mm-hmm. and I had the best of intentions, mm-hmm. but I'm now learning from this conversation, it's being reiterated that if it's not in my sight, it's kind of like food in the fridge. Mm. If I can't see it, I'm less likely to go and try to hunt for it to use it.
Yeah. So, that's a good point, Candace. Yeah. But at the same point, you go, okay, well, these are the things that I have on here. It's because these are the ones that I found the most valuable for mm. where I am right now, the most convenient to help me live.
A creature of habit. It's just, you know, because it's like I need to expand. I feel my recipes and stuff, and the recipes I make now don't really call for, you know, that using that tool. But
did any of you get on the Instant Pot craze? I can't remember.
Yes, I have one. Oh, I use mm-hmm. that a lot. I use that a lot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was a little afraid of it. I was the one that like listened to people's stories about them exploding and like getting third degree burns. So I was like, okay, maybe not for me. Yeah.
I use it like when I want to, I like to make crock pot recipes. That's why I was asking you what you were making, Aaron. Mm-hmm. And the Instapot just is whenever I last minute think of something to make and don't have 8 hours for it to sit, mm-hmm. it has that same effect. So I love that about my Instant Pot.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious. So I'm thinking of something as you said that I want. So I'm curious to hear your answers, but something that I want that I've never like really looked into is a rice cooker. Have you guys ever used a rice cooker or what are the things that you guys really want? She's going in the kitchen.
She's going to get it. I use the Instant Pot, Ricky, for the rice.
Okay.
It has a rice.
So, see, that's a rice
cooker. Like, it actually looks just like Aaron.
It looks, yeah.
It looks like an Instant Pot.
It does, doesn't it? It's called an Aroma Professional, and I got it at Kohl's for 40% off.
I was going to say, are they expensive?
This one, I mean, it wasn't. So just, you know, I always look for Kohl's when I can get my Kohl's deals and whatnot. I think this was like $40, and then I got it on a deeper sale. But this one, this particular one, the Aroma Professional, does up to, I think, 4 cups. Okay. And you can do grains, you can steam in it, you can saute and slow cook. I've not tried the other things with it. I've only made rice, and I just made a huge bag of quinoa. And can I tell you, this has changed my life in terms of the grain cooking, because I would cook on the stove and then it boils over on the stove and then some of it sticks to the bottom of the pot. And I find like I'd have rice all over the stove. Mm-hmm. But when I cook it inside of here, like it's done. Mm-hmm. It's done. And then I can make the double and triple batches of it. And then I put it in the freezer. So in the past, I would buy the bags of the frozen stuff from Trader Joe's. I don't do that anymore because I can then go ahead and, I mean, not like I couldn't make extra on the stove, and I did, but it was just when it got to that volume, for some reason on the stove, it wasn't working for me, but using this, night and day difference. So if you guys come over and you need a bag of frozen quinoa, a bag of frozen rice, just let me know.
That's just a mini Instant Pot. And the only reason why that's fascinating to me is because all the things that you were talking about, the only thing that the Instant Pot that I use that's different from that, because it's just bigger, is you can make you can make eggs in it. Like if you want to make the perfect hard-boiled egg, you can do that in the Instant Pot.
I'm sure
you'll probably be able to do it in that too.
You probably could.
Sure, you could Google how to make your boiled egg in.
Yes. Yeah. Mine's smaller. And I saw something on how to make have you seen the Japanese pancakes, the super fluffy pancakes?
Yeah.
I had something that talked about how to make those inside of this.
Ooh,
and I was like,
awesome.
It was like a wedge, and you'd eat like a wedge. And I was like, that sounds amazing. So I just need to do more things in this, but I just haven't taken the time to do anything more than, you know, cook grains inside of it.
And for those, for the Weight Watchers people, there's actually groups on Facebook for Instant Pot or that type of thing, recipes, which is great. I didn't know you can make yogurt. Like you can make yogurt in the,
And you can do it in the slow cooker too. I've made yogurt in the slow cooker.
Okay.
Oatmeal, overnight oats, all of that.
So, that's awesome.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. That's like
anything else on your wish list to add to your kitchen?
Well, you all have me wanting I have the Keurig, but you all have me wanting the
Nespresso machine.
Nespresso, because now I told
you won't.
I'm so basic now. Like when he makes stuff, I'm like, Aaron and Ricky's is better. This is just some basic coffee.
I will say the Nespresso has been a game changer for me. For sure, in terms of definitely being able to create my own coffee drinks. Mm-hmm. It costs much less, so I'm saving money in that way. And they taste as good as a Dunkin' or a Starbucks. You can go get all the same syrups. It's really just finding the right blends. And I like it for me. I know that it is safe. It's allergen safe for me. That's been a big difference maker. But I took one of my coworkers in a brown sugar espresso latte today. So
well, I had a black coffee in the Keurig and added some almond milk cookie butter creamer. That was only 2 points.
Ooh. Very nice, Candace.
Thanks. They are a bad, and he was like, Aaron and Ricky are a bad influence on you because you were okay with this Keurig and you were fine. And now all of a sudden you want this Nespresso.
Just wait until he has in the house. Just wait.
David hasn't come over for coffee yet. I haven't sent him a coffee. I always send him home because David is the fourth member of Real WW Talk.
And he was like, can bring over more waffles. He did ask about that. He was like, don't you have to go over there and get something? I don't think she just has like a batch of waffles just waiting for us every time we go over.
Hint,
cream cheese.
I'm going to send you home a Ziploc baggie of waffles.
Waffles and Nespresso, because he told me, he was like, if this happens again, he's like, because he thought that I bought the Stanley mug because of Ricky. I said, I did not buy this. This was a gift from someone because I beat cancer. Okay. So don't be upset about that. So now I just have to convince him that we need an espresso. And my 40th birthday is next month. So I feel like,
I mean, for real, why wouldn't
it's a great gift.
Yeah. Yes. Ma'am, please. Yes. But listen, David should know that it's not, it's generally not me because I'm the one who has the knockoff brands, right? I, instead of having the Nespresso, I would have like the Nespresso or something like that if they made it.
He just tells it if it tastes
but
good.
Not
that's
with
all
coffee.
He cares about. Yeah. No,
this is, and I'm not usually like I'm not a big coffee person typically from the caffeine. I'm generally decaf, which I know offends a ton of people when I say that, and I'm okay with that. But
own who you are, Erin.
I am, and I own it, and I don't care what anybody thinks of me on that. Go ahead. But I love this. It's to me the Nespresso, and now mine was a gift. But now that I have it, I would 100% invest in another one for sure, for yeah, sure.
I love mine too.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Erin, see, I'm the one now. You all are the bougie ones. And I love my Keurig.
What I just love was the soft. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
I just invite myself over to their houses for no reason now. I'm like, Ricky, didn't I leave something there? Oh, you want to make me a... Well, I mean, if you feel like it, I had to go over to Erin's to do something. Did you want a drink? Sure.
Right.
I can. Twist my arm. So.
Okay. I will tell you, because I know we're going to have to wrap up. So because we're running a little long on this. The kitchen scale is still something I would invest in. I love my kitchen scale. I use it every single day and not from a place of restriction, but it helps give me freedom. Yep. When I am portioning out things, and I just know for my life, I need to portion and I need to weigh out because I will run away. Mm-hmm. My portions will run away from me, and that helps keep me on track. So, 100%, you will always find that in my kitchen.
Same Absolutely. With my spoons, like this. I love my spoon, tablespoon trackers and stuff. I think it was a Weight Watchers thing.
The shot glass. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I know what's a tablespoon, what's a teaspoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agree. All right. Well, we would love for you to go over into the Real WW Talk Facebook group or, you know, shoot us a note on Instagram if you want to. That'd be awesome. Let us know what are the things that were 100% worth it that you use all the time and, you know, drop it out there and let someone else know that it's totally worth it for you. And then maybe what are the things that you're like, well, I bought into that trend and that was stupid.
Never again.
Because we've all done that. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to compare our stories for that for sure. All right. Well, we hope that you have a good week on plan, that you are digging into your goals and pushing forward. And maybe you've heard a little bit of inspiration in there to kind of keep you going forward. And as we mentioned, we have a lot of new people in the group who've been listening to old episodes. So feel free to do that, but don't judge us today based on who we were 2 years ago. Okay. We're just putting that out there.
We are a new creation.
All right. Have a great week. Bye.